All right, so we're broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens with you, Tyler Zuli as well, 610-632-0975. Kathy Engelbert, who is the WNBA commissioner, is giving us our first look at how the NBA draft is running here. And as I look at some of the stuff on their Twitter account, and Tyler is actually peeking at it in the studio, as and she traveled as we watched some highlights, looking at it in the studio to see exactly how this is all working for the WNBA, since they're doing this via virtual. They cannot be near each other. They're doing this over the videos, right? Talking to teams and being, and who was it? Shelly, who was that interviewing from ESPN? Shelly Smith?
Yeah, I think it was Ramona Shelburne, wasn't it?
I thought that was Shelly Smith. She was doing the interviews for ESPN, talking to the draftees, but they're rolling. It looks like it's okay. Well, I stepped in there with Todd to check out and see how things are panning out for the WNBA, since this draft is a little bit unusual, as we know. And so it looks like what Kathy Engelbert, the WNBA commissioner, is doing. She is announcing the picks from her home, and the camera then shoots to a live shot of, as I look at the number three pick, Lauren Cox from Baylor, picked third overall by Indiana, and her family is sitting there at a table set up. Now, they're not social distancing, but they are home, so it's all good, right? They're at home. Guessing that no one is going out and all of that. So that's how it's working. No surprise. The number one pick, as we all expected, Sabrina Ionescu from Oregon. She goes number one. Her teammate, though, who is also very talented, and I know not many people care about WNBA basketball, but Satu Sabali goes number two. And where does she go? I know she went number two, but where does she go? She went to Dallas, the Dallas Wings. So Satu Sabali goes number two to Dallas. So back-to-back Oregon players. And they had another Oregon player. The other one, I forget her name. She was supposed to be also selected. Yes, Ruthie Hebert from Oregon goes to Chicago to play for the Sky. So they have three in the top eight. So that great program, and just pushing pros out of there. And that's what it is. So, Tyler, before we get to Wade on the phones, can you let us know, since I have been unable to watch this and see exactly how things are playing out via this virtual draft, how's it playing out on the television as you watch it as a viewer?
It looks a lot better than I anticipated it looking. I mean, it's kind of a little bit grainy. You know, it is a home system.
Yeah.
I'd expect when this time next week rolls around, it's going to look a lot cleaner, because I think they're going to invest a little bit more money and a little bit better production value into it.
Have some conversations.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, they've been doing that with some of the WNBA players. I think it looks a lot better than I thought it was going to. And that gives me a lot of hope and a lot of anticipation for next week's draft. I think it'll be okay. It's going to be weird, but I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, and you have to figure, of course, we know that as I look at Sabrina Ionescu being interviewed by Rebecca Lobo, and I can't tell who else, but Shelly Smith as well. But they have a three box, right, video thing going on here with Sabrina, Shelly Smith, and another Sabrina at home with her family, Shelly Smith somewhere else, and back at the studio, Rebecca Lobo and the host, and they're able to talk, and it is clear. It looks clear, right? It looks clear enough where they're getting this done. And obviously, someone from ESPN, since Sabrina is holding a microphone, that ESPN had to come in, set things up for her to be able to communicate with Shelly Smith and communicate with Rebecca Lobo and the host back at the studio. So it looks fine as it's live from here, the WNBA draft, virtual draft. It looks fine. Looks fine. So, let's see. Congratulations to her. She's going to be a great player playing for the New York Liberty by the way, and they just had another selection. Who was it again? I forgot her name already. I apologize. And I'm a WNBA fan, but I forgot who. Oh, Megan Walker they picked from UConn. So they, so yeah, it's great. It looks like it's okay right now for the WNBA in this draft. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with the NFL draft during the week.
How do the Liberty have three picks in the top 12?
I guess they stunk.
But there's 12 teams in the league.
And they just...
So and they again, got three of them?
They got Megan Walker at number 9, and they just selected as someone at number 12?
Yeah, so they had the first pick.
Okay.
And then drafted at 9, and now they're up on the clock next after Seattle.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Seattle needs a team. And I'm going to say this. No. We'll get back to the WNBA in a second. The NBA needs to put Seattle back on the map here in the NBA. Come on, stop it. Wayne Bloomsburg on the Fanatic. What's up, Wade? Sorry about that, man.
it's all good. To speak on the Eagles draft pick, does nobody like T. Higgins out of Clemson?
A lot of people starting to lose faith in T. Higgins, man, because didn't perform well in the championship game, did not show out at all at the combine, and
thank you.
Right? So
I agree completely. I think he's so soft.
Oh.
I think Judy is definitely the pick. If they can't get Lamb, definitely Judy.
All right, so it kind of flip-flops where people have Judy number 1 and Lamb number 1. For you, do you have a preference of which one you want first?
I think either one are definitely a stud pick. If they can get either one, that would be great.
Okay. All right, man. I mean,
they need to take that top off of the defense.
So you're saying move up?
Yeah, if it doesn't cost you too much.
It's going to cost you a lot. As long as you're okay with what they what they eventually have to give
up.
Yeah,
you can take the top off the defense. That's worth, what, third round pick to move up?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'd take that.
All right. I mean, fine. I don't think many people will be upset with it. It's just later now, how are they going to accumulate some more picks? I think that's the question that a lot of people are going to have for the Philadelphia Eagles. Wade, best player that you saw live of the greats?
I've seen a lot of Hall of Fame NFL players, but I've also been witness to a lot of great sporting events. One of the hit home for the Philly fans, I was at the Joe Tesarczyk game, the famous Herman Edwards play, Miracle in the Meadowlands.
Wow.
Also, I was at the George Brett Pine Tar game on my birthday in 1983.
Oh, wow. You were at that one?
Yeah.
Wow. He lost his mind.
Yes, he did. But I'd have to go agree. Peyton Manning. I sat in Giant Stadium, watched him against the Jets, and like the Eagle game, he just carved the Jets up. And when he came back to the sideline, I was sitting the second row in, right in front of the bench, and, you know, he was just yucking it up with Edgerrin James and Wayne.
Yeah.
It was really something to see.
Yeah. Wait, thanks for calling in, man. Really appreciate it. Be safe out there. 610-632-0975. So he had a chance to see Herman Edwards in the Miracle of the Meadowlands, and also, as you just pointed out, Tyler, your selection for someone that you saw live, a great that you saw live in honor of Michael Jordan, The Last Dance, appearing on ESPN starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night. I saw Michael Jordan live and many others, but he was the greatest. We're asking people when you call in to talk about the Birds and the draft, a great player that you had an opportunity to see at a live event. 610-632-0975. And you're right, man. New York just has a lot of people that they're drafting. No question about it.
I got to go back and look. They had to have made trades.
I don't know. But go ahead and check out the draft in general and see what the draft order was and see what the standings were last year as well. 610-632-0975. 7-5. It's good to see. It's good to see this draft going on. A virtual draft looks fine. It really does look fine. Really, really does. Really does. So here's what I wanted to say before we get to Troy and Mark and everybody else. Troy, you know, as a fan, and same with Mark, I don't know. I think I've asked this question to the Sixers. But I can't say that I know for sure because if I'm forgetting it, then the answer wasn't good enough for me, right? This draft is going on. You have in the WNBA, right? You have in the WNBA all of these great teams. The draft right now is ongoing. The teams you have for the WNBA are in Atlanta, Chicago, Connecticut, Dallas, Indiana, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Minnesota, Phoenix, Seattle, Washington, not in Philadelphia. Why not?
Couldn't tell you.
I would watch it. I would go to the games.
Well, and you notice
I would take my daughter to the game, my daughters to the games. Why?
A lot of the teams that are backed alongside an NBA team are the ones that seemingly consistently do well. Washington's been good for a while. The Sparks were good for a really long time.
Seattle has been consistently good. You have great players in this league. Again, Atlanta. Big city, Chicago, big city. Connecticut, not so much. Indiana, big basketball town. New York, Washington, Dallas, Las Vegas, no. Los Angeles, Minnesota, no. Phoenix, yes. Seattle, yes. Why does Philadelphia not have a team?
It's a great question.
Why do they not have a team? You have a building. They can play here. You have a practice facility that they can use as well in Camden. Why are they not here?
Got an answer for the picks, by the way.
And you would watch it, right?
Yeah, I would watch it for sure. Because here's the thing. I think it's something for you in the summer. You know, their season does not coincide with the NBA,
mm-hmm.
does not coincide with the NHL. It's basketball for you in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm looking at it. They have the two rounds that they have, and they go to pick 24. Three rounds that they have. They go to 36. What's the breakdown?
So the Liberty traded Tina Charles to the Mystics, the Washington team. Sent the 12th pick to New York. Dallas then sent the 9th and 15th pick to New York and got Washington's first next year and New York's second. A couple other players were in exchange as well. So they ended up with three picks in the first 12.
Okay. Let me look at the standings quickly. New York did not, they were 10-24 last year.
Not good.
Not good. So they did not make the postseason. So yes, they did need a little bit of help. Some reinforcements. 610-632-0975, Devon Givens with you. Tyler Zuli also here with us. We're going with you until 10 o'clock talking the NFL draft, what you want to do for the Birds. Is it more important for you as an Eagle fan for the Eagles to draft more with a focus on Carson Wentz, improving the team for him or the squad overall, the overall outlook of the team? 610-632-0975. We go back to the phones. We're talking about the WNBA draft as well. Would you watch a WNBA Philadelphia team? I would go to the games. I'm sorry. I would. Troy and Wes Defford on the Fanatic. What's up, Troy?
What's going on, Devon? How are you guys doing?
We're hanging in there, man. How about yourself?
I'm good. Just got done doing my nighttime job, my delivery driving job. So all is well. I'm still trudging along, you know, still keeping going every day. So things really haven't changed much for me. But
well, I'm glad you're doing well, man.
I appreciate it. I hope you guys are doing well the same.
Thank you.
As far as the WNBA coming to Philadelphia, in my lifetime, I think I've seen every team that's come through Philadelphia, even the lingerie football team that we had here. The Kicks were here. all those teams I've seen. So I would definitely go and watch a WNBA game that's in Philadelphia by a Philadelphia team.
And I think they would get a nice, I really do, this is a basketball town. I think they would get a nice crowd in the building. And during the summer, it was something for fans to latch on to. I really do. You have, well, I know you have the Phillies and all, but some days, you know, it's okay to go watch the WNBA.
Do you remember when Monet Davis was going through the Little League World Series and her whole thing was she wanted to be treated as an equal and her biggest sport is basketball?
Yes.
You don't think the girl would draw some crowds to Philadelphia if she was drafted here?
Sure, I do.
Being from Philadelphia?
Sure.
But my take on the NFL draft, would you rather spend the picks? Now, this is hindsight looking back on it. Would you rather spend the picks knowing what you give up for DeAndre Hopkins? Or are you spending the picks on a CeeDee Lamb? And I wouldn't even be mad if they spend the picks on Judy. But it's one of those two guys.
See, I wanted DeAndre Hopkins. Let's just go full disclosure. When they didn't get involved, and that happened that night when we were doing the show, I was upset, man, because seeing what they gave up, David Johnson in a pick, and what he went back for fourth, it's like, wait a minute, you couldn't do that? And, you know, I would have given up players to get DeAndre Hopkins. So to your point, yeah, and to your point of moving up and get these, yeah, I would give up the necessary compensation for Lamb or Judy. Yeah, I would. Absolutely.
I think Lamb is the absolute most home run wide receiver I've seen come out since Julio Jones.
Wow. Okay.
The dude do you want a wide receiver who's going to break the speed barrier, but he drops some deep balls that can cost you games? Like we've seen this year in the Lions game and, you know, Nelson Aguilar dropping how many passes for game loss?
Yeah.
Or do you want a guy who hasn't dropped the ball in 3 years and 20-plus yards or more? Do you want a guy who, when the ball hits his hand, is like glue? I mean, that's the guy I want on my team, the guy who's going to make those tough catches, regardless if it's easy or hard. He's going to make the catches and get your team down the field.
Got you. Absolutely. Someone, Troy, that you saw live,
Greatness live that I've seen was probably Reggie White. Mm, and I was really young when he went around, but I remember as a young child being in the same nursery as his son.
Really?
And him giving my parents tickets for us to go. And I don't remember much of the game, but I can tell you that's probably the greatest person I've witnessed live.
That's great, man. Troy, Reggie White, a fantastic one. Seeing local players live, he unfortunately went on to play for the Green Bay Packers, winning a Super Bowl there. Certainly happy for him to get one, but you wanted to see him do that here in Philadelphia for the Eagles. And Reggie White is a fantastic one. 610-632-0975. Mike Edwards, Coach Edwards 69 on Twitter, says the best he's seen play, Julius Erving. If I have to say one, Julius Erving. Saw Mike Schmidt, Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal in 96, Larry Fitzgerald, and get this one, Ty, a good one. Mike Tyson in 95, heavyweight fight at the Spectrum. And you know, I'm not the biggest boxing fan, right? But I watched the heavyweights and the big fights. Mike, if you're still listening, and Ty, I was at that one. My godfather had tickets. My godmother, she worked for the city. You know, sometimes you can get your hands on things. Like we can. And I was like, yeah, I'm in. Let's go. 95. I went to that one. Saw Mike Tyson. And it was quick, by the way. It was quick. Yes.
What fight was that?
I don't know. It was quick.
I'll look it up for you.
I don't remember. It was quick. Yes. 610-632-0975. And as I mentioned, the whole Reggie White thing in the Green Bay Packers, I have to say this. No, G, it was not the right choice. He did not need to go to that team because it wasn't the right team. Philadelphia was the right team for him to win here. Okay, G? Thank you.
How about Buster Mathis?
Buster Mathis? Yeah, again.
It looks like.
It was quick.
Was it December of 95?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. It was like, yo, you want to go? I'm like, Mike Tyson? Yeah, I'm in. And we won't have to be out long. Let's go. 610-632-0975. Mark in Belmar on the Fanatic. What's up, Mark?
My man, how you doing, Devon?
Hey, man, I'm doing all right, man. Talking a little NFL, getting to the WNBA draft as well. Would you watch a Philadelphia WNBA team?
Yeah, I'd have to say yes, specifically because I went to high school with two college women's basketball players, and Mary Gadeke, who goes to Villanova, and a girl, Maggie McIntyre, who played a four-year starter at Niagara. So I definitely have the interest in WNBA. I would definitely give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I will be there with you, Mark, watching the team. Yes.
So when it comes to the draft, obviously, I don't have to restate linebacker position. Probably calling three times a week now just to restate it. But I feel like a different reason comes up for the linebacker position every day, either in my head or when I watch tape, Patrick Queen, or just when I watch us get dismantled on the defensive side of the ball last year's tape. I feel like people just aren't like looking at the broader aspect and obviously just want the big name receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But the linebacker, other than disrupting the overall time that it takes at the line of scrimmage. So the linebacker's job is obviously not only to fill the gap, but to cover the tight end and disrupt the receivers off the line of scrimmage to where it disrupts the whole timing. And now, since we consistently have those fresh legs on the defensive line, it makes their job even easier than it already has been.
Mm-hmm.
And not only does it help from the defensive side aspect, it helps in the coverage. Last year, the corners were consistently getting beat, and it just seemed like it was consistently Malcolm's fault. But in reality, Malcolm was consistently coming up to help the linebackers because the position was so weak. So where the safety, well, Malcolm and the corners were always playing from behind because they always had to play up because there was no help in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
So drafting a guy like Patrick Queen obviously solidifies the defense. Now, let me go pivot real quick to Justin Jefferson, who is maybe there, may not, but it seems like that's the most common name mixed among all the callers and every Eagles fan.
Yep.
So Justin Jefferson played on the opposite side of Ja'Marr Chase, who no one wants to talk about because he's not eligible for the draft yet.
Correct.
Ja'Marr Chase isn't not only just as good as Justin Jefferson, he may even be a little bit better. So if, say, we draft Jefferson at 21, Jefferson's not going to have that speed guy or elite athlete on the opposite side of the field. So where he's probably going to have to get covered by the number one safety consistently in the NFL in his first year in the league. Now, that's not favorable for a rookie receiver. I don't like drafting a receiver in the first round. If anything, when we talk about trades, it's trade back to gain picks, because our draft capital is something that like everybody doesn't want to pay attention to, but it's in reality, it's just a way to fill gaps and holes in the team that we need at a cheap price.
So if you have him in the slot, Mark, and you talk about the lack of speed on the outside, assuming DeSean Jackson is healthy enough to go, why is that not good enough, him opposite? And sometimes they'll be lined up next to each other, but you know how the offense is with Doug Peterson, where he gets creative and he has a lot of people on the move. Why could he not, especially when you do have Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert doing things as well? Yes, they do work the middle of the field, but they also take people with them when they go down the field as well.
So when it comes to that, I'm not going to say I've gave up on DeSean Jackson, but I don't have high expectations.
All right, but let's just assume, right, that is the case with the speed, to your point.
Yes, then I trust it. Then I like the pick.
Fair.
But in what I look at statistical-wise and how I watch the film, DeSean Jackson, I mean, I love DeSean Jackson. I wore number 10 as a kid. I mean, I'm only 22 years old, so I've grew up with DeSean Jackson. I'm a big fan of DeSean Jackson. But it's 2020 now, you know? And he's not the same DeSean Jackson that we've grown to love and admire over the years, and we respect him for coming back. But he got hurt again, like he always does. So you can't put the expectation there that DeSean Jackson is going to be that guy. That's why, in my mind, if we draft Queen at 21, or even if we drop back and get Murray or something along those lines, pick up an extra receiver, that receiver in the second round has to be a speed guy to replace DeSean Jackson. Not only play on the opposite side of DeSean Jackson, but to replace DeSean Jackson the next two seasons, because they missed that speed. If when you watch the film last year, there was no speed when Carson was throwing the guys like Barnett and Ward on the outside. So Ertz and Goddard and the screen pass to Sanders outside was kind of always clogged up. So if they draft that speed guy like a Hamler or a Rager, who may or may not be there at 53, we may have to trade up a couple spots. That
probably.
I'm not against.
Yeah,
that I'm not against. But that is the player that I believe that they need on the offensive side of the ball to make them legit.
Okay.
I understand getting a weapon like CeeDee Lamb, Judy, Ruggs, it's fun to watch, and it definitely sells jerseys and puts fans in the seats. But there are other needs right now that need to be addressed.
All right. Listen, man, real quick, somebody you saw live, greatness.
So I saw a couple. Like I said, I'm only 22. Probably the greatest athlete I've seen play live is Roy Halladay. But I've been to events. Like, I went to the NFC Championship game when the Vikings got smoked by us. I was at the game when we won both parts of Game 5 in the World Series.
Yeah.
And my first ever Phillies game that I wanted to go to because it was the Fanatics' birthday, Kevin Millwood threw a no-hitter.
Wow. How about Kevin Millwood? That's a great name, yeah. Mark. Great stuff, man. As always, we'll talk to you next week for sure as the draft nears. 610-632-0975. Talking draft, talking about the WNBA draft and how it's working out. We'll get an update from Tyler to see how it's going. Three rounds with the WNBA draft. They're doing the virtual draft. Is it working out? So far, so good. Sabrina Ionescu selected first overall. Satu Sabali from Oregon, her teammate, second to Dallas. So it's working out there. And an athlete you saw, greatness live in honor of Michael Jordan. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
8:33 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Von Givens, 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli. We're rolling along here on this football Friday night, talking a lot of draft, of course, with the draft now 6 days away. Eagles with the 21st pick on Thursday night. By the way, we've got you covered. Draft coverage here on Thursday night and Friday as well. Starting with Jamie Lynch and Andrew Souchunas at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. They'll have you covered, start things off, see what happens. Then Joe Torti and I, we round things out throughout the rest of the night from 9 to midnight, getting you maybe the pick at 21. They move up. Andrew and Jamie will have you taken care of on Thursday night. And then on Friday, it is Joe Torti and I from 6 to 11. 6 to 11 on Friday night. So hopefully we get both the picks in the second and the third rounds for the Philadelphia Eagles, maybe even more. And hopefully they give us all what we want. We'll have great conversations with you all. We'll see how the virtual draft goes for the NFL starting on Thursday night. And by the way, if we're talking virtual draft, let me tell you about the 2020 draft virtual roundtable. Say, what is that? Well, how would you like to win one of 30 spots in our Fanatic 2020 draft virtual round table featuring Anthony Gargano and special guest, ESPN's Sal Palantonio? That's right. It's all being presented by our great friends at 19 Crimes Wine. I know them. They took care of us during B West Show all year. Great people. Go to 975thefanatic.com right now and register for a chance to be a part of our exclusive virtual draft roundtable to be held this coming Wednesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Everyone that registers will have a chance to win an away game trip for two to see the Birds play at the Meadowlands or in D.C. this season. That's courtesy of phillysportstrips.com. The absolute best way to travel with the best fans to see the Birds away. So, once again, one of the 30 spots in the virtual roundtable with Anthony Gargano and Sal Palantonio. Done. I'm in. Even though I'll be on the air. 610-632-0975. So let me get to this draft quickly on NFL.com that I brought up earlier. This is a mock draft. It was updated at 7:06 p.m. from Chad Reuter. He's a draft analyst And here's what he has so far. We'll start at the top. And he has some trades in there as well, some projected trades that he kind of throws around. We'll give you the top couple of picks and see where you guys go from here with what he has to say. And we'll certainly get to the Philadelphia Eagles. First to the Bengals, no surprise, Joe Burrow at the quarterback spot. Washington at pick number two. They Chase Young from Ohio State, fantastic edge rusher. He goes to a division rival. The Lions stay put. Jeff Okuda, the best corner in the draft, goes to Matt Patricia and the Detroit Lions to take over for Darius Slay. At four, a projected trade with the Giants. Dolphins, he says, head off a trade attempt by the Chargers and select their future signal caller, Justin Herbert, quarterback, Oregon. Ty.
They trade up one spot?
One spot.
With a team that doesn't need a quarterback?
Just like we know what happened with Chicago when they moved up to get Trubisky.
What? What did they give up? Does it say?
No, he's just projecting a trade.
That's a terrible trade.
The Giants take Tristan Wirfs.
That's the best pick in the draft for them.
From Iowa. They need the help on the offensive line. You have a franchise quarterback. Give them help. Six, Tua to the Chargers.
Great pick.
Isaiah Simmons falls to seven. Carolina Panthers. Matt Rhule gets a great one there. Linebacker to replace Keekly. Atlanta with the projected trade at eight with the Cardinals. The Falcons move up to give Grady Jarrett a partner. Derek Brown, defensive tackle from Auburn. What do you think?
I think Derek Brown's a really good player.
But you don't have to move up to get him.
No, I think you do.
Really?
The thing is, I don't know if... I don't personally project Derek Brown as the best defensive tackle in the draft.
I know where you're going.
I think Javon Kinlaw is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to move up.
Pretty athletic.
Yeah, you take which one is there for you.
Yeah, I don't know if I trade up there.
At nine, Jacksonville stays put. C.J. Henderson at the cornerback spot.
I think they're in the market for a quarterback, or a wide receiver, I mean.
Okay, I agree with you. And a lot of people have Jerry Jeudy going with
him. I think that might be where he ends up.
Number 10, projected trade with the Browns. There you go. Surprise. Sean Payton likes to get his man. This trade is similar to the move the Chiefs made to grab Patrick Mahomes a few back.
You tell me they're moving all the way up for Jordan Love?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, that's what Reuter said. That's what he said.
That's crazy.
Love is not Mahomes in terms of skill set, but his promise is strong enough to make some team wheel and deal. All right. 11, Becton, offensive tackle to the Jets. Here's where it starts to get tricky for the wide receiver spot. The Raiders, it's not a surprise, wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb to the Raiders at 12. 13, again, not a surprise, Henry Ruggs to the San Francisco 49ers. So now you're looking at George Kittle, Debo Samuel, and Henry Ruggs. That's a lot of speed on their offensive side for Garoppolo. They'll be fine. Andrew Thomas to the Tampa Bay. Kenneth Murray goes 15. Your guy to the Denver Broncos. Chaseon goes to the Cardinals at 16. This is a projected trade with the Falcons from earlier. Javon Kinlaw, you won't like this one. Dallas, 17.
It's a good pick for them.
Very
good pick for them.
Willis, offensive tackle, Alabama to Miami. They have a quarterback. They need somebody now to protect him. A.J. Terrell, cornerback, Clemson to the Raiders. Terrell Lewis, edge to the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? You get a corner and you get an edge rusher. Now you're replacing. First of all, you're helping out in the event that Yannick moves on, but Calais Campbell is out of there. He is now gone. Why has this man's name not been called? And Eagles fans will be thrilled, I think. Jerry Jeudy at 21 to the Birds.
Short of them trading back and Jerry Jeudy being there still, this is like, and I've talked about linebacker for weeks. If Jerry Judy's on the board at 21, that card better be in about 7 seconds.
There's no card needed. Virtual.
Yeah, hey. Oh, you're right.
Hey.
Give a call.
Hey.
Hey, Kamish.
Let's get this over with right now. Jerry Jeudy, 21. Justin Jefferson afterwards to the Minnesota Vikings. Another wide receiver is not gone in the first round at all.
That should be a, hey, who you guys taking? You know.
Yeah.
Just
put it in there. Yeah, Patrick Queen, 28 to the Baltimore Ravens. Great pick. And remember, he's doing this entire draft. So we'll get to the second round to see what they do at pick number 53.
Why do the Ravens
or the Birds
always get value?
They get the perfect people.
Last three picks of their draft, they get every
the
time.
People. They get the perfect people. Jasper, hang on. We'll get to you on the other side because I don't want to rush you. We'll give you all your time, and we'll give you pick number 53 from Chad Reuter's draft as well with Tyler Zuli. I'm Devon Givens. We're with you until 10 on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone to Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
8:46 here on The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli's producing. Great college basketball, college football conversation, of course, with Tyler here as we prepare for the draft. 610-632-0975. And also, I wanted to bring this up. Jasper, we'll get to you in 1 second. Hang on. Just give us this a little bit of time. We talk about the WNBA draft and what they're doing with their virtual draft. They also did a great thing by honoring as named honorary WNBA draft picks Peyton Chester and Alyssa Atabelli. You remember those names? If you don't, I'll say this last one, and you certainly know what I'm talking about with Gianna Bryant. They are honorary draft picks for the WNBA draft tonight. They gave them the Chris Chester, Peyton's father. He is doing a video with the WNBA draft that she was basically, again, just shown selected to the WNBA. And it is it's really, really cool. And we know this is all has been tough. You know, when the NBA draft rolls around, they'll probably do something for Kobe Bryant. He has been elected to the NBA Hall of, to the Basketball Hall of Fame. The same for Alyssa Atabelli, where they put her up there. And brother and sister are also here doing a video as she is selected to the WNBA, in the WNBA draft. And we know that, of course, Gianna Bryant, Kobe's daughter, and right? So this is a cool thing that the WNBA did for them tonight. And Vanessa spoke for Gianna with her being an honorary draft pick. So there's that. So, you know, yeah, let's go back to the phones because that'll get people. So if you want to watch that and you want to see it, or, you know, maybe you don't because it's still hard, still difficult, you can go check it out. The video is out there. WNBA doing a great thing with honoring Alyssa Atabelli, Peyton Chester, and Gianna Bryant. So let's go to Jasper next on the cell. Jasper, how you doing?
What's going on, Devon?
Good to hear from you, man. How you been?
I can't complain, man. I'm staying safe, you know, like mostly everybody else, thank God. First of all, I got to say, that's a beautiful thing that the WNBA did for those young ladies, man, who tragically lost their lives on that helicopter crash back in January. I was very impressed with Diana Taurasi's tribute to Kobe and Gianna as well during the memorial service.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, WNBA is just a class league, and I commend you guys for giving them props tonight, because it's not very often that the ladies get talked about on 97.5. And, you know, I think their league is just as legit as the NBA, and they should be talked about a lot more.
Yeah, and that's why we asked the question too, Jasper, and we just speak of those three great young ladies who unfortunately lost their lives, but on a night like this with the WNBA draft, and we're speaking about it more so because of the virtual nature of their draft and what's upcoming for the NFL draft. but why don't we have one here in town? This city is big enough for them. This town is big enough. The organization, of course, can absorb that and make that work out. But, I mean, I'm just curious, and I will ask about it eventually, talk to somebody with the team and wonder why that has not happened yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I most certainly would watch if Philadelphia got a WNBA franchise. And as a matter of fact, I was thinking, wasn't there another women's professional league at one point? And it seemed to me that I thought I remembered Dawn Staley playing for a Philadelphia franchise in that other league.
Yeah, I don't remember the name. I want to say, like, I don't want to say it and get it wrong, but it was like the Philadelphia, not the Freedom or something. Like, I can't remember.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I remembered something like that. Yeah. But yeah, what I really wanted to talk about was the upcoming draft.
It was the Rage, Jasper. It was the Philadelphia Rage. Thank Tyler Zoli. Yep.
Yes. That's right. I remember now. Yes, absolutely. So yeah, I definitely would be down with a WNBA franchise in Philadelphia, no doubt.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, look, I've been a big Justin Jefferson fan, you know, for the draft, as you know. But if Judy is there at 21, that's a no-brainer. I mean, you know.
Oh, man, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, come on. But I got to say, if he's not there, and, you know, I don't know. I was listening to Barrett Brooks, I think it was earlier this week.
He was on with us Monday night, yeah.
Yes, and he was high on Mims.
Yes, he was.
And I tell you, you know, after listening to what he had to say about Mims, and I heard somebody earlier today, I think it was on Mike's show, saying, you know, maybe, like, the Eagles could, like, move back a little bit, maybe to, like, 30 or so, and still get Mims, pick up an extra draft pick, and then maybe get Handler and like the second round.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for that plan.
Ah, I mean, listen, that would be a great one, man. Before we let you go, somebody you saw live, greatness that you saw live.
Yes. I mean, I saw Mike score his 10,000th point, unfortunately, against the Sixers.
Sure, yep.
But I mean, yeah, I would have to say him. I saw Dr. J back in like the early 80s or late 70s, early 80s as well. So, you know, I saw Jerry Rice once too. The 49ers spotted the Eagles, I don't know how many points it was, and then they came back on them, and Jerry Rice scored like 3, 4, or 5 touchdowns.
Wow, I never saw Jerry Rice. That's a great one, Jasper. Thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it. Be safe out there.
Guys, you guys stay safe too.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-097. I never saw Jerry Rice live. That would have been great.
Oakland Raider Jerry Rice.
That doesn't count.
Wasn't good.
It doesn't count.
I mean, it was still good.
It counts because it's Jerry Rice and you saw greatness, but you didn't see him during his prime.
Yeah, it wasn't San Francisco.
It's amazing, though. They got to the championship and all. Raiders, when he was with them.
Was he on the 0-2 team?
Was it the 0-2 team? I remember them making that deep run. Remember making a deep run. You checking it out? All right, you can check it out. Yeah.
It was 2001 to 2004.
Yeah, I knew it was him. Tim Brown was gone. Was Tim Brown still there? He was gone. I don't know.
No, Tim Brown was there.
He was there.
Yeah, until 2003.
Okay. All right, yeah. See, yeah. I remember some of that stuff. Absolutely. 610-632-0975. WNBA draft going on. Oh, Megan Walker's tough. Watching some, I've seen her before, but just looking at the highlights as they run across here, she's tough. She's going to play for the Liberty with Sabrina Ionescu. She's also going to be there. Yeah, she's tough. 610-632-0975. On the other side, we will get to the second round, Tyler, of Chad Reuter's 7-round mock draft. We as the Philadelphia Eagles, guys. Jerry Jeudy drops to pick 21. Pick 21. Lamb goes 12 to the Raiders. Ruggs goes 13 to the San Francisco 49ers. And Tyler is still scratching his head, but we'll take it.
I have a feeling, too, if they stay at 53, I have a feeling I know where he's going.
But you
I haven't looked.
All right, you haven't looked.
I have a feeling I know where what position he might be going with next.
You got it. You got it. 610-632-0975. That is the voice of Tyler Zuli. He's doing a fantastic job producing the show. As always, I'm Devon Givens. To get reach us, 610-632-0975. We'll continue the NFL draft talk. WNBA in Philadelphia, should they have it? I say yes. And who was the greatness that you saw live in honor of Michael Jordan, The Last Dance, the docu-series starting on Sunday night. I saw Michael Jordan live. I loved it. Tyler Zuli, the greatest that he saw was who, Ty? Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning.
And we're asking you, who have you seen greatness live right here on The Fanatic?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.